This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With less than a week until Election Day, former Vice President Joe Biden spent Wednesday focusing on fighting the coronavirus, while President Donald Trump stayed on the campaign trail. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Biden stayed in Delaware and was briefed by health experts on the virus.
I'm not running in the false promise of being able to. We will deal honestly with the American people, and we'll never, ever, ever quit.
In Arizona, President Trump touted a vaccine.
The safe vaccine is coming very quickly. You're going to have it momentarily. That eradicates the virus, and we're rounding the turn regardless.
Few wore masks in the crowd. Practically every state is seeing a rise in coronavirus cases. I'm Ed Donahue.
A former Homeland Security official has revealed himself to be the critic who wrote a scathing op-ed against President Trump 2 years ago and a book under the pen name Anonymous. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Former DHS Chief of Staff Miles Taylor is anonymous no more. In a tweet, he says he authored the controversial New York Times column and a book entitled A Warning. He had written about President Trump's, quote, misguided impulses, and said there was a secret resistance force that worked to undermine parts of Trump's agenda to preserve what he called democratic institutions. That led the president to denounce a deep state working against him. Taylor tweets that Trump is a man without character, while White House Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has called Taylor a liar and a coward. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. France and Germany both announced new measures Wednesday to combat rising cases of the coronavirus, with French President Emmanuel Macron announcing a new nationwide lockdown beginning this week. In a speech to the nation, Macron said the new measures, which start Friday and last until December 1st, will mean people will have to stay in their homes except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, or to exercise for 1 hour daily. Restaurants, cafes, and shops not selling essential goods will have to close for at least the next 2 weeks. Earlier, German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced new restrictions to fight a resurgence of infections. Effective November 2nd, private gatherings will be limited to 10 people from a maximum of two households. Restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, pools, and gyms will be shut, and concerts will be canceled. The moves come as both nations are battling an increase in the number of coronavirus infections. Two leading drug makers have agreed to provide 200 million doses of their potential COVID-19 vaccine to the COVAX facility. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A vaccine candidate developed by Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline is in early stage trials, with results expected in December. Teams plan to begin phase three trials by the end of the year and request approval for the vaccine in the first half of 2021. The large quota of doses is set for a facility within COVAX, a coalition of governments, health organizations, businesses, and charities working to accelerate the development of COVID-19 vaccines worldwide. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hurricane Zeta slammed into storm-weary Louisiana on Wednesday, with New Orleans squarely in its path. The storm pelted homes and businesses with rain and high winds and knocked out power to thousands. It threatened to push more than 3 meters of seawater inland in a Gulf Coast region already pounded by multiple storms this year. Sandra Diggs Miller with Energy New Orleans says utility crews are standing by to help after the strong winds blow through.
We are prepared to respond to the impacts of Hurricane Zeta, and we've assembled up to 4,800 and growing mutual aid resources to assist with restoration.
Tropical storm warnings have been issued as far away as the North Georgia mountains, something that's highly unusual for that region. Stocks plummeted on Wall Street as surging coronavirus cases in the United States and Europe threatened more business shutdowns. Investors are afraid that even if restrictive lockdowns don't return, the worsening pandemic could scare away customers and sap business profits. Reporting by remote.